Wisconsin residents have seen their share of political attack ads, being in a battleground state for the presidential contest. But in between the volleys against President Bush's economic record, or pot shots at Kerry's flip-flop Senate history, comes this offering from the Eric Peterson campaign.
Chuck Wallace is leaving office following indictments for 18 felonies, including extortion. Insider Mark Miller gave money to Chuck 11 times, which Wallace used to pay for high-priced lawyers. Miller even took Chuck's bucks for his own campaign.
And beyond the shrill violins, the ad runs a series of black-and-white images of former Democratic Senate leader Chuck Wallace, which then morph into pictures of Democratic State Senate candidate Mark Miller. Wallace is one of several legislators caught up in the recent caucus scandal, which includes one of their Democrats and three Republicans. The ad has sparked an outcry. Various public officials have denounced it as a groundless smear tactic, and the Capital Times ran an editorial criticizing Republican candidate Eric Peterson's campaign for the ad as well. But Peterson is sticking to his guns.
I don't believe it's an attack ad. I believe it's just a fact ad.
Peterson has posted the ad on his campaign website, as well as public records showing 8 contributions Miller made to Quala between 1996 and 2000. The donations were made before the caucus scandal erupted, and average about $30 apiece.
The dollar amount doesn't matter. The point being that they are connected, and we can't change the way we operate in the Capitol with the same types of people. We've got to change the people in the Capitol.
Mark Miller has served 3 terms as representative of the 48th Assembly District, but Peterson says he's ineffective and is out to socialize everything, from housing to Social Security. Peterson is a golf course owner. He's campaigning for cutting back on Social Security and property taxes, installing revenue caps for school districts, and reforming health care costs. The Rutland resident says Mark Miller is a career politician who has to go. Miller says he's disappointed with the overall tone of Peterson's campaign.
I believe that our political dialogue has gotten to be extraordinarily negative.
Miller also calls the Quala ads an extraordinary act of desperation from his rival that detracts from the real issues at hand.
American politics has always been a contact sport. So I think this is something that if we want to change it, we have to take responsibility, those of us as candidates, to elevate the way we campaign so that we don't bombard and insult the voters with those kinds of messages. And I think the voters need to respond by rejecting those who make the most outrageous claims or make the most outrageous negative ad.
Miller says the caucus scandal being a bipartisan affair, he could link Republican perpetrators to current GOP candidates, but he wants to stay above such methods. The Monona resident wants voters to note his goals of creating a statewide insurance pool, boosting teacher salaries, and balancing the state budget, which he says could hit the $4 billion mark by next year. Dennis Driesing is a professor of political science and public affairs at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says while Peterson's ad trying to link Miller to Quala has nabbed some press, he thinks its impact has softened over time, much like the controversial Swift Boat ad run this summer against presidential candidate John Kerry.
It's one single ad, a lot of attention, probably having some effect, but because it is being regarded as unfair and inappropriate, it's probably not going to swing the election in and of itself.
Driesing calls the attempts to pair Mark Miller of Chuck Quala unfair, adding that the campaign season in general has been particularly negative and intense. Meanwhile, both Republican Eric Peterson and Democrat Mark Miller say they'll push on up until Election Day, fighting to get their message across and nudging voters to the polls. Curiously enough, both men share a favorite quote that goes, "You must be the change you wish to see in the world." Words spoken by famed Indian pacifist Mahatma Gandhi. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.